thank you all for coming to the National Capital Region and you're in my home city, well, where I currently live. So I thank you for taking your time out of your day to be here. I also thank your staff for allowing you to take the time out of your day to be here. Today's topic is license plate readers. My name is Bill Ford. I'm with the National Institute of Justice. I'm a division director with inside the Science and Technology Office. Dr. Brett Chapman just left the room. He'll be joining us in a moment. This is a joint panel. I'm the technology geek. When you hear about mathematics, you hear about that type of work, that's where I am. And Brett is on the more social science side of the house. And if you pardon us, give your key fob. We can either do this now, which I think will be a better time, because I can talk in PowerPoint at the same time. Brett's on the social science side, and what we've done here is license plate readers has been a hot topic in my office for many years. And Megan, I apologize if I'm going to steal any of your thunder. Several years ago, I'm invited to speak every year at the International Associations of Chiefs of Police Subcommittee on Information Sharing. The chairperson of that committee, I'm amazed that she allows me to come back. The cops challenged the government. You heard from Chris Rose earlier, we listen. The cops say, there's this new technology out there that's coming into our place of work, and we want to use this technology, but we want to use it smartly. Many of you folks are probably aware of red light cameras, and they're not allowed to be used that much anymore. We want to make sure that does not happen to this type of technology that we currently are talking on this panel about. So our first presenter, and I'm not big into reading people's bios, folks, so I'm going to tell you if you want them to read their bios, take a look at the program. We got everybody's bios in time. We are going from policy to practice to the research experiment. This is something new for us with Inside the Institute. We have not done that well in the past. We are challenging ourselves to do that from now on. You'll notice that we have several solicitations out there that show that. Looking at the policy, looking at how it's operationally used, getting that cops from the field viewpoint for the field, and then also then bringing in the researchers to look at those randomized experiments. So with that, I'm going to turn the table over to Ms. Megan Tracy with the International Association of Chiefs of Police.